062. The parrots glorify the beautiful divine body of Krishna. After hearing about the glories of Krishna's lotus feet, Radha encourages the parrots to saturate the Sakhi's ears with more nectarian descriptions of Krishna's unlimited transcendental beauty. So the parrots exclaim, "Krishna's ankles are like the tips of budding blue lotus flowers protruding from the beautiful waves of the Yamuna. Murari's ankles are like tiny tamal leaf cups filled with honey. Murari's ankles are like tiny tamal leaf cups filled with honey. The bee-like eyes of the gopis spin in intoxication when they lick this honey." These ankles embrace Krishna's feet like play marbles for the maidens of Radha's desires to play with, just as a girl plays with balls. Desiring to defeat the soldiers of patience of the chaste housewives of Gokul, Cupid molded the two tamal tree clubs in the form of Krishna's shins. Hari's thighs are like the trunks of the banana trees, which support the Creator's universal abode. But for the beautiful Brajagopis, Krishna's thighs are blue sapphire pillars for tying the elephants of their minds. May Krishna's thighs destroy all our sins. May Krishna's thighs destroy all our sins. Krishna's thighs are waves of nectarine beauty within the river of his Yamuna-like radiance. Krishna's ankle bells resound like the sweet warbling of swans. When Hari's thighs see each other, they become eager to meet. Then they get the chance to touch each other. When Krishna stands in his enchanting threefold bending form playing the flute, Hari's knees shine splendidly like two seats of the goddess of sweetness, or two jewel boxes for storing the wealth of the goddess of beauty. Krishna's knees are two sapphire jewel boxes holding the Chintamani gems of the Braja Gopis' minds. Krishna's knees are two sapphire jewel boxes holding the Chintamani gems of the Brajagopis' minds. May Krishna's knees, which display attractive lines that appear and disappear as he walks, and which are fondled by Sri Radhika's delicate hands fulfill our desires. The tapering curve of Krishna's strong, glossy thighs as they descend to his knees is the stage for Cupid's best dancers. May this eternal abode of divine elegance always shine within our hearts. The beauty of Krishna's thighs easily conquers the beauty of a banana tree or a baby elephant's trunk. Radhika always fondles Krishna's thighs. Krishna's Nitamba, his rear, is soft, broad, and beautiful. The firm patience of the wives of the cowherd men is broken as they hanker to see Krishna's handsome Nitamba. From his waist up, Krishna's body looks like a new tamal tree. His hips are a blue sapphire dam, holding back a reservoir of sweet beauty. And his waist bells are swans singing there. The queen of Radha's mind always reclines on the throne of Krishna's waist. Achyuta's navel is a nectar well, and the fine hairs and portion below his navel are the ropes and bucket for drawing the nectar from the well of his navel. Thus the Creator nourishes the thirsty cows of the gopis' eyes. The Creator made Krishna's waist like a blue lotus mortar to grind the kernel of the gopis' minds and simultaneously separate the husks of any other thoughts. May the lustrous beauty of Krishna's thin waist always appear in our minds. Desiring to defeat Shiva, the chivalrous Cupid worshipped the Creator, who granted him a damaru drum, which looks just like Krishna's waist, with his broad chest above and wide hips below. The Creator gave fresh youth to Krishna's slender waist by shaping it like the X letter between his big chest and broad hips. Seeing Krishna's beautiful thin waist, the lions feared their own narrow waists would become objects of mockery, so they ran to hide in the Himalayan caves. Krishna's navel is a deep lake filled with streams and whirlpools of natural beauty, wherein the elephants of the gopis' minds enter but never come out. Krishna's navel is the honey-filled hollow of a tamal tree, where the greedy bee eyes of the gopis enter and never leave. The young bees of the gopis' minds become intoxicated upon drinking the honey from the beautiful lotus of Krishna's navel. Incapable of flying due to their intoxicated condition, They fall asleep on the lotus petal of Krishna's body. They fall asleep on the lotus petal of Krishna's belly to form the fine row of hairs known as Ramavali. Krishna's slender belly, which is more soft and fragrant than a fresh tamal leaf covered with musk, easily allures the bees of everyone's eyes. Krishna's magnificent chest has the Srivats mark on its right side, and the golden line on the left signifying Lakshmi Devi. Krishna's chest is always adorned with his dazzling Kaustubha gem and a garland of forest flowers. Krishna's broad chest is a blue sapphire throne for the queen of Radha's mind. Krishna's broad chest incites lust in the hearts of the beautiful gopis, and its sweetness enchants all the young girls in the three worlds. I offer my obeisances to Krishna's chest, which bestows auspiciousness upon everyone through its touch. Krishna's chest is a net for trapping the hummingbirds of the gopis' eyes. Krishna's chest is the blue sapphire doorway to the treasury of the mind of Radha. Krishna's chest is the blue sapphire doorway to the treasury of the mind of Sri Radhika, who is the topmost jewel amongst all the beautiful gopis. The nipples on Krishna's chest are like two studded jewels on that door. Krishna's arms resemble the branches of a wish-fulfilling tamal tree that satisfy the desires of the gopikas. Krishna's arms are sapphire pestles for separating the husks of pride from the gopis' hearts, or bolts that lock the abode of Radha's heart. May the long, graceful, strong, elegant arms of Krishna appear in my heart. May the long, graceful, strong, and elegant arms of Krishna appear in my heart. I think Krishna's arms are two splendid streams in an ocean of Sringara Ras. Krishna's palms have all the auspicious signs of Bhagavan, including Kanch, Ardachandra, Ankush, Gada, Barleycorn, Chata, Sword, Spade, Bale tree, fish, arrow, lotus, swastik, and chakras on the tip of each finger. Wise men say Krishna's hands are naturally soft, but they became firm because this is the sign of a Mahapurush. This is true, but I think Krishna's hands became hard from massaging the gopis. Poets may compare Krishna's hands to blue lotuses on the top, joined with red lotuses, his palm, crowned with a crest of full moons, his nails, and or on the sharp edges of Cupid's arrows, fingertips. Some people say that Krishna's raised shoulders indicate his exalted position. But I think Krishna's shoulders are raised out of ecstasy from constantly embracing Radhika's lotus stem arms. Hari's shoulders rose up when Krishna extended his head out of eagerness to view the sweet beauty of his Kaustubha gem.